Our next public hearing is APD number 2007-2, J.E. Walls Jr. Trust. And that is an agricultural preservation district.
It's an application to consider the agricultural preservation district in an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district in Anacook 100 for two parcels of land totaling 267 acres more or less, located on both sides of Route 528, also known as Emery Walls Road, 1,000 feet north of Route 18, also known as Route 404 and also known as Seashore Highway, and for the purpose of a recommendation to the Delaware Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation. Now, this application is actually submitted to us through the Department of Agriculture, the Delaware Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation, through the Department of Agriculture. The information provided, the farm is actually a crop and reforested pine forest. There are 30 acres of cropland, 203 acres of reforested woodland. There's another 34 acres, which includes a pond, the roads on the site, and ditches. There are no dwellings presently on the site. There is no information about historic significance of the farm or easements. The site is not a federally approved soil and water conservation plan. The site is not a proposed district currently subject to subdivision. The farm is currently in the farmland assessment program, and there are relating maps showing the soil types, aerials, et cetera, typical what they submit to us. I don't see anything else of note on their information sheet. And that's all I have at this time, gentlemen.
All right, sir. We thank you. And is there someone here representing this application?
Yes, sir.
My name is Lynn Moore, and I am a real estate consultant for the Walls family. Have been for about 15 years.
Okay.
And they just asked me to come on behalf of, to express to the council, to the commission, that they have had this property in their possession and the family since the late 1800s, early 1900s. And it's their desire to pass this property along to future generations. This is the fourth generation involved in the property this time. And basically, I was involved in the reforestation 15 years ago, mm-hmm. in terms of reforesting in timber, and it's their desire to continue that forest land preservation into the future.
All right, sir. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you.
All right.
Tend to doubt it. But we will start with Mr. Forty.
Just got to say, commend the Wallses for their decision in putting this in the ag preservation.
Mr. That's Smith?
Good for you.
Another question?
Well,
that was a statement.
Well, you're allowed to make a statement
as many times as you want.
Well, not as many times.
Yeah.
But at least once. Go ahead.
I'm not going to ask any questions.
Great.
Leave it open for Mr. Abbott.
We'll get to him in a minute, okay? But we're going to go with Mr. Johnson first.
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
And then we'll check with Mr. Burton.
None from me.
And Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Kautz?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott, it's up to you.
No questions.
No questions. And you, counsel?
I have no
not
questions.
Not a one. And I don't have any either. So that being said, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of Agricultural Preservation District number 2007-2, J.E. Walls Jr. Trust? In favor? Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name's Edwin Oder, and I'm a resident of Wilson Hill Road. My property adjoins this property right across a drainage ditch, mm-hmm. a deep ditch, I think. And my property is in farmlands preservation, and I would appreciate this going forward.
Can you spell your last name for me?
O-D-O-R, just the way it smells.
I didn't want to spell it wrong. I didn't want to spell it wrong, but
my daddy did that to me.
I know a young man by the name of Todd Oder. Is that by any chance to...
That would be my son.
I thought maybe it was. Yeah. I thought maybe it was. Well, all right, sir. We appreciate you. We appreciate your comments.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
Yes, I
Anyone else like to speak in favor? So anyone here would like to speak in opposition to APD number 2007-2? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. You may wish to spend the rest of your Thursday night with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.